biggest legends is one of entertainment's most electric performers. Welcome to the country music capital of North Lake Tahoe, the Buck Owens Show.
Gonna see my smiling face on the cover of the Music City News.
Buck Owens in the all-new North Shore Club's Concert Pavilion.
Love's gonna live here again.
Buck Owens.
Oh, it crying time again.
Buck.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.
Buck Owens. Friday night, March 24th through Sunday the 26th. Two shows nightly, 9 and 11 at the North Shore Club. You're going to be
together again.
Buck Owens is going to make it happen at the North Shore Club.
Open up your heart and let my love come in.
Pass it on. We're doing it at the North Shore Club.
Call the North Shore Club, Crystal Bay, 831-3100 for ticket information and reservations now. Tickets are available at the North Shore Club. Tahoe Ford has a full line of new Fords, Mercurys, and Lincolns, plus Ford trucks and Broncos. Tahoe Ford has two showrooms open 7 days weekly for your convenience. In California, South Lake Tahoe, west of the Y, and Tahoe Ford in Nevada, on Highway 28 in Incline Village.
Lady of my heart, from Loggins and Messina.
I'm taking the time to fly, yeah. I'll be packing up my bags, leaving my mind. Gone for a time or two. But you'll see me coming down. This I promise you. You are my lady of my heart, my lady of my heart. You are the lady, you are my heart, my lady of my heart. Soon I'll be coming home, bringing you a box of flowers and singing you a song. This is where I belong. Woman, don't you know, you are my lady of my home, my lady of my heart. You ought to know, you are my home, my lady of my heart. You are my lady, lady of my home. You ought to know, you are my home, my lady of my heart.
Thank you. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You don't have to cry.
I heard about it raining on a Georgia night. Never saw clearly in the morning light. I was walking, just walking in the rain. She was a rainy day woman. She made me love her. Took my soul and I soon discovered I was searching. Searching for rainbows. Everybody loves a rain song, 'cause everybody's been rained on. It's like a shoulder you can lean on. One time or another, stormy weather, everybody loves a rainbow. From San Francisco to Chicago, and no matter where I go, it's still raining in my heart. So play me a song. Just walking in the rain. She was a rainy day woman. She made me love her. Took my soul and I soon discovered I was searching. Searching for rainbows. Everybody loves a rain song, 'cause everybody's been rained on. It's like a shoulder you can lean on. Everybody loves a rainbow, from San Francisco to Chicago, and no matter where I go, it's still raining in my heart. Everybody loves a rain song, 'cause everybody's been rained on. It's like a shoulder you can lean on.
Carole King, You've Got a Friend.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, me, and soon I'll Now ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you, yes, and desert you, and take your soul if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them. You just call
to say I love you in a song.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you, but what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. Say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say in a song. Every time the time was right, all the words just came out wrong. So I have to say something that I just gotta say. Oh, you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Ready to win the KRLT Eldorado Audio Stereo System worth over $600? We have given all seven component prices. If you heard them all, total them up and hang on to that total price. If you didn't hear all seven prices when we snuck them to you, then ask a friend about the ones you missed or listen on Tuesday the 14th. The seven prices will be given at random once each during the day. We want you to win. On the 15th of March, Wednesday, at 6:30 p.m., we will take a phone call. And if you're the lucky caller who has the correct total combined price of the stereo system, you will win it. You must know the correct total combined price to win. See this fabulous system at El Dorado Audio in the South Y Center. Then listen Tuesday the 14th for the price of the day you missed. And get ready to win the KRLT El Dorado Audio stereo system worth over $600. The contest will be held Wednesday the 15th at 6:30 p.m. Don't miss out. FM 100, KRLT South Lake Tahoe, the mellow sound. From the FM 100 Consumer File.
Sources in Congress have told the Associated Press Special Assignment Team that the government is about to warn about the danger of marijuana laced with the herbicide Paraquat. 5 years ago, the U.S. government began providing Mexico with the hardware and advice to spray Paraquat on acres of illegal marijuana crops. In some cases, the Paraquat failed to kill the marijuana, which found its way into the states. During a recent news conference, Gary Steimerling, science editor for High Times magazine, went through the effects of Paraquat on the lungs.
The chemical effects of the compound are to peroxidize the cell membrane of the cells lining the alveoli, that is the air sacs in the lung. Now, when this happens, the cells break down, the capillaries outside the alveoli rupture, and the air sac fills with blood and fluid, cell fluid. After this, if the dose hasn't been high enough to kill the owner of the lungs, the lung repairs itself after fashion by forming scar tissue, same as any other wound anywhere in the body. The problem is that portion of the lung is no longer usable.
Those congressional sources say the National Institute on Drug Abuse is about to announce that concentrations of Paraquat in seized Mexican marijuana are 5 times stronger than has been thought possible. Tom Martin, Washington.
Consumer File is brought to you by Tahoe Savings and Loan, with 3 convenient locations, Highway 50 at Tacala, the Crescent V Center, and the South Y Center.
Benson residence. I'm Roger Benson, Jr.
Oh, hi, Roger. Chris Smith calling from Tahoe Savings and Loan. Would you call your dad to the phone,
please?
He's
working. Mm-hmm. He gets home. He's really going to get it.
Oh.
My mom found him.
Oh, that's nice. Roger, please tell your dad that Tahoe Savings and Loan is paying interest on all Christmas clubs now. And if he pays a certain amount each week throughout the year, come next November, we'll send him a nice fat check and, ooh, what'd your mother find?
His brand new golf club.
Golf club.
And shoes.
Oh.
He even bought a big leather bag.
Oh, well, tell him he can start a Christmas club for as little as 50 cents a week or as much as $10 a week, and that's what...
She said she couldn't afford a new dress, but he could buy all that golfing stuff.
I see. And deposits are insured to $40,000 by the FSLIC.
Mom's gonna clunk you down the head with a 5-iron when he comes through the door.
Now listen.
Or is that a 4-iron?
Oh, I don't know. Tell him Chris Golfers. No, 4-iron savings.
Tahoe Savings and Loans at Equal Housing Lender. South Lake Tahoe on Highway 50 in Tacala. Also at the Crescent Visa.
And don't forget the new Tahoe Savings branch in the South Y Center.
K-R-L-T. Here's Starland Vocal Band with Light of My Life.
Looking like your breath. a big car too. And when I hold her in my arms, I never know what to do. She's got everything she needs. What does she need me for? Just a crazy fool coming back for more. And I know she's no good and can't leave her, but I know I should. Everybody says a watch out boy, she'll break your heart like it was a toy. You better if I only could. But when she touches me, makes me feel so good. My heart's in her hands, this is sure a mess. There's no way I say no when she says yes, yes, yes. Take me, shake me, and tell me this ain't a dream. Everybody says watch out, boy, she'll break your heart like it was a toy. You better save it for a rainy day. You better save it for a rainy
FM 100 Stereo, KRLT.
It's the one review that can't be topped. It's a bare glimpse of Tahoe like never before. It's Wow 78. The new review from the producers who brought Tahoe bottoms up. Wow 78, starring Dick Weston, the Volantes, and six of the foxiest dancers ever featured on a Tahoe stage. Wow 78, live in Del Webb, Sahara, Tahoe.
KRLT.
Lost and alone on some forgotten highway, traveled by many, remembered by few. Looking for something that I can believe in. Looking for something that I'd like to do with my life. There's nothing behind me and nothing that ties me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow is over. Right now it seems to be more than enough to just be here today. And I don't know what the future is holding in store. Don't know where I'm going. I'm not sure where I've been. There's a spirit that guides me, a light that shines for me. looking for something that I can't believe in. Looking for something that I'd like to do with my life. There's nothing behind me and nothing that ties me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow is open. Right now it seems to be more than enough to just be here today. And I don't know what the future is holding in store. Don't know where I'm going. I'm not sure where I've been. There's a spirit that guides me. A light that shines for me. My
Don't Let Me Leave You Behind, with Hot. Now Bill Withers and Grandma's Hands.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hands. Grandma's hand soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hands.
KRLT, a natural for Lake Tahoe. KRLT.
We have 8,864 people,
but in this town, Avco's me.
I'm a branch manager for Avco Financial Services, and my company is big and young with bright management and all that, but out here where I live, Avco is me.
We have 8,864 people,
but in this town, Avco's me.
You see, people come to Avco for a loan, but the one they deal with is me. I know the people in this town. They're customers, but they're neighbors, too. And I live here. I can't let anyone down. And I don't intend to.
We have 8,864 people part of this town. Avco is me.
Avco Financial Services. Our people put you in the best company.
Avco people like Michelle Raspis in South Lake Tahoe put you in the best company. For the Avco office nearest you, look in the phone book.
And now, Associated Press Radio News from KRLT. The news is brought to you by Intercounty Title Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Intercounty Title Company.
What do you mean presenting? Intercounty Title Company's been around with title and escrow service since 1889.
1889?
It's the oldest, most established.
That's old, all right.
Old, but quick and efficient. And believe me, the staff's not so old. Judy and Suzanne, the escrow staff, do it per instructions.
They what?
Intercounty Title Company at Herbert and Highway 50 across from Lakeland Village.
Per instructions?
Oh, yes.
Face-to-face bargaining between the coal industry and the United Mine Workers Union began Friday, with one industry spokesman saying at that time talks would be continuous this weekend. Yesterday, both sides reported making progress in their effort to hammer out a new coal contract that will be to the liking of striking miners. And earlier today, those bargaining sessions resumed. But at this hour, as we hear from correspondent Dave Browdy, those negotiating teams have packed up their papers and called it a day.
The coal talks are in recess, with small working groups considering specific union and management proposals. Both sides emerged from the session saying that progress is being made, but neither suggested a contract settlement is close. Management negotiator Nicholas Kamisha says his side is not under pressure from the White House or anywhere else. No time has been set for a resumption of the face-to-face talks. Kamisha says the mines will be open for business tomorrow, but Arnold Miller, the union chief, refused to speculate on whether anyone will show up for work. Dave Browdy at the Coal Talks in Washington.
State radio broadcasts in Saudi Arabia and in Libya have described yesterday's Palestinian guerrilla raid near Tel Aviv a courageous operation. The Palestinian Guerrilla Command in Beirut says guerrilla bands battled Israeli forces twice today just north of Tel Aviv, but there's been no confirmation from Israel on those reports. And the French government says more than one-third of about 34.5 million eligible voters went to the polls today in the first round of legislative elections. This is Patty Berman in Washington. Yesterday's terrorist attack near Tel Aviv is now being called the bloodiest raid ever in Israel's history. The attack, staged by Palestinian guerrillas, resulted in the deaths of 37 Israelis. 76 other persons were wounded. Most of them were sightseers on the tourist bus commandeered by the terrorists. Reaction to the violence has varied. The United States expressed its outrage at the incident, though both moderate and hardline Arab governments hailed the attack. As for the American Jewish community, Bernard Gershon has this report.
The chairman of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, Rabbi Alexander Schindler, says the murder of Israelis aboard a tourist bus underscores the need to guarantee Israel's security and called demands that Israel surrender territories to achieve peace dangerous. Schindler says negotiations should start at once between Israel, Egypt, and Jordan. The chairman of the United Jewish Appeal says the attack can only aggravate the Palestinian cause. Israeli Defense Minister Ezra Weitzman, the scheduled speaker at an Israeli bonds dinner tonight, returned home last night, but a spokesman for the bonds group says the dinner for 1,000 Jewish leaders will go on as a gesture of solidarity with the Israeli people. Bernard Gershon, New York.
But the question lingers, will Israel decide to retaliate? Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press program, United Nations Ambassador Andrew Young talked about that possibility. He said he hoped violent retaliation would not follow this raid, and he had this praise for President Carter's peace position in light of such incidents in the Middle East.
I hope we can put an end to that kind of terrorism and also the official government retaliations. I think what President Carter has been trying to do and what he has done very successfully over the years' time is de-escalate the tensions in the Middle East. If I'm not mistaken, this kind of terrorist activity went on week in and week out several years ago. We have not had this kind of activity in the first year of the Carter administration.
From the nation's capital, this is Associated Press Radio News. A man in Reed Spring, Missouri, is responsible for an unusual Sunday chapel service. He hopes to resurrect his mother from the dead. Mark Smith tells us more.
In the tiny town of Reed Spring, Missouri, they're trying to raise someone from the dead. That someone, Gladys Rogers, died February 2nd in Harrison, Arkansas at age 80. Her son, Evangelist Daniel Rogers, had her body packed in ice, then placed in a freezer and moved to Clarkson Mortuary across the border in Reed Spring, the only place he could find that would help. Exactly how do he and the scores of others who are helping him intend to raise his mother from the dead?
We're just going to pray and probably have some singing to keep the people occupied so they won't have to just be bored. But nothing special, really.
To assist him, he's got several other preachers praying with him, citing, as Rogers says, the gospel command to heal the sick and raise the dead. What makes him think he can succeed? Well, he says two evangelist friends of his and the wife of one both had visions of Gladys Rogers rising from the dead. This is Mark Smith.
Convicted Watergate figure John Mitchell should find out sometime tomorrow from the Justice Department whether or not his furlough from prison will be extended once again. This will be the third time in 3 months that such an extension would be granted. Mitchell's leave from the minimum security facility at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama began December 8th. Since then, he has undergone surgery for a weakened arterial condition. And that's the latest news from the Associated Press Radio News Center in Washington. I'm Patty Berman.
Gradual clearing this afternoon with only a chance of a few more snow flurries in the upper elevations. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies through Monday, along with northwesterly winds to 20 miles an hour at times. That's the Lake Tahoe weather word. Highs will be in the upper 30s, lows will be in the lower 20s.
Associated Press News has been brought to you by the Inter-County Title Company.